Hey, folks, I'm so happy to connect with you again. This is Diane Brandon Moody, and this podcast is 50-something love, specifically for women 50 and above who are looking to find the love of their lives. Go to my website, dianebrandonmoody.com, if you'd like, and pick up a document called 5 Ways to Manifest the One Faster. This has been a huge help to some people. Some of my tips may sound a little obvious, but they're not. And P.S., I will tell you that I've done a lot of them wrong in my life. That may be why it took me till I was 58 to get married the first time. But give it a go. Give it a shot. Follow some of it. I want to talk about it a little bit. Here are some things about manifesting. Now, before you roll your eyes and click off, I want to talk about manifesting in the way that I teach it. I know there are a lot of goofballs out there that teach manifesting like all you have to do is sit cross-legged on the floor and wish for money and it falls off the ceiling. That's not my understanding of law of attraction, nor is it my understanding of manifesting. I have what I think is a really great system, and I've never seen a system like this before. As far as I know, I'm the only one who's ever done it this way. And it's a 3-part system. The first part is know what you really want. Now that sounds easy. I want to be married. But I'm assuming somebody out there is saying that, or maybe I just want a date, or maybe I just want some companionship. All of that's fine. It can be anything that you want, but do you understand what you want pretty thoroughly? Do you know where you're willing to compromise? Because we are talking real men. We're not talking Disney princess. We're talking real guys, and they will not be perfect human beings. You may have so many wants that the real guy just doesn't really exist anywhere. Are they reasonable wants? Are they consistent with what you want your day to look like, your life to look like, your partnership to look like? So know what you really want. That is number one. Number two is to get out of your own way. Now that sounds super simple, doesn't it? Get out of my own way. But maybe you're confused. What does that mean? So many times, and understand, I'm not blaming anybody and saying the reason you're not with somebody is your fault. That isn't what I'm saying at all. But many times we have a lot of subconscious beliefs. Those beliefs may have come from our childhood. It may have come from society at large. It may have come from a teacher or a book that you've read at some point, but you may have subconscious beliefs that get in your way. Let's talk about money, for instance. Let's say you want $1 million. So the first thing when you say you want $1 million is if you want to get out of your own way, what does getting in your own way even look like? You could have 1,000 different beliefs. And somebody could show up at your front door with a check for $1 million and you would turn them away because it doesn't jive with the way that you're thinking. You would be distrustful. You wouldn't think that it was real. You would be sure it's a scam and you would run away from that $1 million unless you've dealt with the childhood beliefs that you've had. So some of your childhood beliefs, I'll admit, my dad, I love my dad. He was a good man, but man, he could squeeze a nickel like you would not believe. He was frugal to the point of being cheap. If he bought cereal for $4, it would pain him. My friend Susan would ask her dad for a couple of dollars to go out to the movies. If I ask my dad for a couple of dollars, I might get exactly $2. Even back then, you couldn't really see a movie for $2. So, you know, like, so I grew up with a mindset that was like, I can't spend that. I can't make that. I can't make that much money. If I made that much money, I mean, I just don't even know what that looks like. I don't know what it feels like. So examining those beliefs and how they may be getting in your way are super important. He also, my dad, also made quite a bit of money at one point, but he lost it. I think he had some pretty deep beliefs. We never talked about it. I wish we did. He died almost 18 years ago of prostate cancer. I miss him every day. But his childhood was very poor. It was Depression era. He was born literally 2 days after the stock market crash, the big one. And grew up with parents who were hard workers, but had nothing at all for most of their lives. And so I think that stuck with him. So he progressed to the point of being able to make money at times. He just didn't keep it. And so, you know, I have seen that happen in my life where I finally get to where I can make some. And then for whatever reason, I don't manage to keep it. I've worked with that actively to the point when until I was able to manifest quite a bit of money in a short amount of time and used it to the advantage that I wanted it to. So that's an example of getting out of your own way. You didn't do it on purpose. Nobody does that stuff on purpose, but that's the way it ends up being. Then the last part is prepare to receive what you're wanting to manifest. Now, this may look different to a lot of people, but let's say you're wanting to find a serious relationship, ladies. This is important to you. So if you were working with me, we would have solidified what you really want and a lot of other things, but what you really want. And then we'd get into getting out of your own way. Are there places where you may be tripping yourself up? And then when we get into prepare for receiving, it might look like this. Do you have room in your closet for the guy's clothes? Maybe there's room for some shaving supplies in, you know, the bathroom. Is your bedroom inviting? Is it all pink and fluffy and chintz and frou-frou-y? Or is it a way in which a guy could feel very comfortable there? That doesn't mean it has to be like ducks and hunting gear, but, you know, just like something a little less frou-frou. So that's a way in which you could prepare for receiving. So this lead magnet that I have, which is actually, a freebie, 5 ways to manifest the one faster. In it are 5 different things that I've done before and I had to correct myself on. And I'm not going to tell you about those specifics. You need to go to my site, dianebrandonmoody.com, sign up, and it'll come to you and you'll be able to read it and learn from it. But they may be little tweaks. They may be big shifts, but they're all important. So these are the things that I think are important when you want to manifest someone using the law of attraction. Now, some people will say, can you manifest a real person? Yeah, maybe you can. But if that person has left your life, there may be a really good reason in it for doing that. And it may be best that you just let him go. That's the kind of stuff that we talk about in my program in more depth. So anyway, I'm so happy you're here. That's my 3-step process. I hope you enjoyed it. Men, it works for you too, just a little bit different. And younger women, it works for you as well. So I hope to see you again, metaphorically see you, hear you, connect with you next Wednesday. And I will be talking to you soon. Come by and see me. Bye-bye.